Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Thursday morning's edition of 5 Minute Journey. And today we are in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, where the followers of Jesus begin to preach the good news outside of Jerusalem. Philip goes to Samaria and preaches to the people there. Peter and John also arrive in Samaria, and the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit when Peter and John place their hands on them. Simon, a magician, offers Peter and John money in order to obtain that same power that Peter and John possessed, and he is rebuked by Peter. Now, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let us continue as we read Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 4. The believers who were scattered went everywhere preaching the message. Philip went to the principal city in Samaria and preached the Messiah to the people there. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said, and as they listened to him and saw the miracles that he performed, evil spirits came out from many people with a loud cry, and many paralyzed and lame people were healed. So there was a great joy in that city. A man named Simon lived there, and for some time had astounded the Samaritans with his magic. He claimed that he was someone great, and everyone in the city, from all classes of society, paid close attention to him. He is that power of God known as the Great Power, they said. And they paid this attention to him because for such a long time he had astonished them with his magic. But when they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself also believed, and after being baptized, he stayed close to Philip and was astounded when he saw the great wonders and miracles that were being performed. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had received the word of God, so they sent Peter and John to them. And when they arrived, they prayed for the believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit had not yet come down on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now Simon saw that the Spirit had been given to the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them. So he offered money to Peter and to John and said, "Give this power to me too, so that anyone I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter answered him, "May you and your money go to hell for thinking that you can buy God's gift with money. You have no part or share in our work, because your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent then of this evil plan of yours, and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking such a vile thing as this. For I see that you are full of bitter envy and a prisoner of sin." Simon said to Peter and John, "Oh, please pray for the Lord to the Lord for me, so that none of these things that you spoke of will happen to me." And after they had given their testimony and proclaimed the Lord's message, Peter and John went back to Jerusalem, and on their way, they preached the good news in many villages of Samaria. All right, today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 12. When they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You know, it's interesting that Simon, who was an expert at deceiving people with sleight of hand, we call it magic, he called it magic, but it was just sleight of hand. He was able to do things in a way that they thought that were miraculous, that could only be supernatural in their nature. But when he saw Peter and James placed their hands on people and they received the Holy Spirit of God, well, you know, like they say, you can't kid a kidder. And this guy knew for certain that this power that the disciples had was an awesome power, and it was something that he truly wanted to have, but not realizing how you would get such power, he just kind of reverted to his fleshly way and said, hey, man, I'll pay you for this. I want it too. Said other people can receive the Spirit of God when I lay my hands on them. Of course, Peter, in the Holy Spirit, read the intention of Simon's heart and saw that Simon was in this for greed and to make a profit, financially. And he rebuked Simon and encouraged him to pray to God that God would forgive him. And so hopefully Simon learned that there are some things in this world that money can't buy, and the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit are some of those things. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Keep my heart and mind open to your daily blessings. Help me to be guided by your Spirit each day so that all that I do and say brings glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, where Philip baptizes an Ethiopian official. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for you. God bless.